Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Acharei Kedoshim. First of all, we want to wish a hearty Mazel Tov to our good friend Menachem Kavyan. He had a baby girl, Siman Tov Mazel Tov, Shah Tova Mutzlachat. She is cool, Gadela, La Torah, La Chupa, La Mitzvot, and Ma'asim Tovim, Amen, Keni Ratzon. So, Bat Batechila, Siman Yafel Abanim. Shne Banot Batechila, Siman Muvak. Shalosh Chazaka. Anyway,
from experience?
So, Mikol Makom, that's my Rebbe told me. Yeah? So he says like this. Huh? Yeah. So in Parashat Acharimot, Rabotai, anybody who's learning the daf is very excited about Parashat Acharimot because all of the Dineh, Avodat Yom HaKippurim, and everything is in this parasha. So the Torah has a very interesting commandment in the middle of the Avodat Bet HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, "Daber el Aaron achicha ve'al yavo bechol ha'et el ha'kodesh mibet la'parochet." Says, tell Aaron, warn him not to enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim at any time. And then it says, what? When? Bezot yavo Aaron la'kodesh b'far ben bakar l'chatad v'ayla'ona. This is how he should come on Yom Kippur with the following korbanot. Don't just show up and don't make a habit of it. Okay? There's a specific isur Torah not to enter Kodesh HaKodashim at any point besides for Yom Kippurim Bishat HaAvodah. The Yabetz in his Perush, again, Rabbeinu Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi, son of the Chacham Tzvi, he explains that in his Perush on Pirkei Avot, in Pirkei Aleph, he says there's a Pasuk in Yechezkel that we read as part of the Haftarah, Lefarashat HaChodesh. It says over there, Uvevo ama'aretz lifnei Adonai b'mo'adim, habad derech sha'ar tzafon lishtachavot, yetzei derech sha'ar negev. V'habad derech sha'ar negev, yetzei derech sha'ar tzafona, lo yashuv derech ha'sha'ar asher bavo, ki necho yetzei. There was a mitzvah that when a person came to visit the Beit HaMikdash, whichever entrance, whichever gate a person used to enter Beit HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to exit from the opposite one. And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim bring it down by Beit HaKnesset as well. Wherever possible, it's a mitzvah as well. If you can, we know that just to enter and exit through a Beit HaKnesset from one that's Kapandreya, that's Asur. But if a person actually came to pray or to learn in a Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMidrash, it actually becomes a mitzvah to enter from one door and to exit from another, wherever possible, obviously. Sometimes, if it's possible. Why is that? The Yabetz explains what it started from the Beit HaMikdash. Why is that? Because we didn't want the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want a person to see the same wall, the same gate of the Beit HaMikdash twice, lest he become accustomed to seeing it. He says very powerful words. He says, כי הקפיד השם יתברך שלא יראה השער בית פעמים, פן ישווה בעיניו לשער ביתו, בקירות הבית לקירותיו. He says, lest it become like just a wall in your house. You'll become accustomed to it, and the awe, and the reverence, and the glory of the Beit HaMikdash will become diminished by what? By seeing the same gate twice. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, enter in one gate, and exit in another. The point is, you see it up close. You know, going to the Beit HaMikdash was a very, very powerful experience. It wasn't stam. People who went there, you came to experience. And, you know, in general, the people who came to the Beit HaMikdash, besides for the Kohanim that were there a bunch of times a year, but regular non-Kohanim who came to the Beit HaMikdash, it was an experience. They came only a few times a year, and it was very special. And in order to preserve the uniqueness of the experience, the kedusha, the yirah, the romemut, the uplifting, exalted, lofty spiritual experience, Hashem says, don't exit the same way you come. The Sichot Musar brings a ra'ayah from here that enemy number one of every Jew in his avodat Hashem is koach ha'ergin. When a person becomes accustomed to something, when a person becomes complacent, it's a very, very negative, aspect. It's not something that is conducive to Avodat Hashem. And he says, Be'emet, that's why in Parashat Be'alotecha, when Am Yisrael asked for meat, they asked for it in a very, very chutzpah manner, in an audacious manner. They said, what did they tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, he says, Ki en lechem ve'en maim, ve'nafshenu katza, ba'lechem akel lokel. They said, we're already, ugh, we're katza, means cuts, cuts. It's katz ba'achilato. A person is disgusted or repulsed by the man. Really? You're repulsed by the man? Look at the pasuk in Yehoshua. The pasuk says, right in the beginning, as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael, less than a month after entering, it says what? Bayochelu me'avur ha'aretz, bayishbot haman mimachorat be'ochlam me'avur ha'aretz, ve'lo haya od libnei Yisrael man, bayochelu mitvot eretz kina'an bashana ahi. When did the man stop falling? The day after they entered Eretz Israel. On Tet Zayin B'Nisan, the man stopped falling. And thereafter, they started eating from the produce of Eretz Israel. Says Rashi HaKadosh, why does the Navi go into such detail? Rashi says, V'lohaya od libnei Yisrael man. You just told me that it stopped falling. Why does the Pasuk have to say, and they didn't have it anymore? Of course they didn't have it. It stopped falling. Says Rashi, Lepikach, he says, V'lo haya od ibnei Yisrael man, Lepikach ve'ochlu ma'abur ha'aretz. She'im haya lahem man, lo ayu ochlim min ha'tevu'ah. Mashma, that if they still had the man, even though there was produce of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't have eaten it. They would have stuck to the man, as much as they complained about it. Why? She'aman haya noach lahem. He says, the man was so comfortable, it was convenient. It was, and everybody had it either by their doorstep, had to go a little bit further. It didn't make them use the restroom. It was
no more shopping, no cooking.
Yeah, a call, you know, it was a muft chori. Yeah, so that's the word. Muft means free. Muft chori means the free party. Right, it's eating for free. Okay, so now it's a noun, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so now the point is, Rabotai, you see what? They loved it. What's the biggest indication that they loved it? That the only thing that stopped them that forced them to stop eating it is the fact that it wasn't there anymore. The Torah is Megaleh that if it was still there, they would eat it. So you know, so why they complain about it? They complained about it because they were so used to it. And Be'emet Shlomo HaMelech says the same thing in Mishle. Hokar raglecha mibet re'echa, pen nisba'acha usne'echa. Even if you have a best friend, you know, don't go there every single day. Because as a result of visiting your friend every single day, says Shlomo HaMelech, now there's many different ways to interpret this pasuk, but even on the simple meaning, if you visit with your best friend every single day, it's not that he's going to get tired of you. Says Shlomo HaMelech, what's going to happen? He's going to end up hating you. Because too much of a good thing turns bad. That's exactly the way the Yetzer Hara works. And even in Avodat Hashem. Huh? Yeah, that's true. So, and Be'emet, the Navi Yeshaya says the same thing. Ya'an ki nigash ha'am hazeh befiv u'bisfatav ki beduni ve'libo rachak mimeni. We, in that generation, the generation of pre-Churban Bayit Rishon, they were honoring a Kadosh Baruch Hu lip service. V'tehi yir'atam oti mitzvat anashim melumada, which means the way Am Yisrael honored and revered a Kadosh Baruch Hu was only on autopilot. The worst way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu is on autopilot. You know why? And guess what? It happens to the best of us. Can you compare? Yeah, everybody hopefully put on tefillin this morning. Baruch Hashem. It's a mitzvah ta'aseh. Can you compare the way you put on tefillin this morning to the morning of your bar mitzvah, to the morning of your hanachat tefillin? You know what I'm saying? Of course not. So what happened? What happened to that excitement? That excitement, the Yetzer Hara takes it away as a result of this, you know, this complacency or this becoming accustomed to this idea. So that's exactly why. Can you imagine the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim once a year, okay? And as we're learning now, he is separated, is quarantined from humanity 7 days before, stuck in a room. It's called Lishkat Parhadrin in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azara, for 7 days, preparing for the holiest day of the year. The entire Kapara of Am Yisrael is Truya Bo. He is the emissary. He's the vehicle to bring about Kapara to Am Yisrael. He goes in there. Be'ema uvira, fear, trepidation, trembling. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need to command Aharon, Ve'al yavo b'chol ayte l'kodesh. Don't come all the time. Don't get accustomed. What do you mean don't get accustomed? I'm only going in once a year. Even going in once a year, if you don't go in with the right mindset, if you don't kind of train yourself not to become accustomed to all of the mitzvot, and unfortunately, Judaism is not all about emotion. People who practice only emotional Judaism, that's a very, very big pitfall. Because once Judaism has everything to do with emotion, then and without logic and without tradition, then that's how, reform was built. I feel this way. I feel that way. Who cares what you feel? No one cares what you feel. We have to do what Hashem says. It's gzirat melech. The other way is also not good. Being too robotic, being too logical, it's also not good. Judaism, Avodat Hashem, has to be a fusion of logic, law, rules, and emotion. The excitement that comes along through following the Torah mitzvot, it's got to be a blend. Without that, it can't stand. Ve'al yavo b'chol ayt el HaKodesh. Remind yourself, this is what it's all about. Rabotai, when we engage in Torah mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim, when we engage in Avodat Hashem, especially when we are in teaching capacities, especially in capacities of authority, and everybody is, whether you're a parent or a Rebbe or a friend or a teacher, somebody is always looking up to you and you're always teaching somebody. It's so imperative to show not only Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, but to act out the Shmirat Torah Mitzvot in an excited manner, in an enthusiastic manner. If children see their parents keeping Torah Mitzvot, but just blah, then it's not that they are going to keep the Torah Mitzvot blah as well, emotionless. One generation later, they're not even going to keep it, because if they see that there's no emotion involved, then obviously there's nothing there to keep. You know why the Yetzer Hara is so successful in causing people to do avonot? You know why? Look around you. The avonot that people do. Did you ever see a person doing an avira? Let's say it's a juicy avira. Did you ever see a person doing an avira in a lame, uninterested, unenthusiastic manner? No. When people do avirot, how do they do it?
Enjoy it.
They enjoy it. They're enthusiastic about it. Yeah. And the bigger the avira, the more enthusiastic people are about it. There's a pasuk about that in Mishlei as well. The pasuk says, "Maim ginuvim umtaku." The Yetzer Hara looks for that. If we would only implement the measure of joy and enthusiasm and excitement that others do in pursuit of avirot to our mitzvot, the face of Judaism would look very, very different than it does today. Well, you have to. It's a pasuk in Echa, but it's important to keep the flame alive and remember that. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because it's our way of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a zechut. Looking at Shmirat Torah Mitzvot as a merit, as a privilege, as opposed to a burden, right? It's the same thing. Just use Shabbat as an example. What do you do if somebody comes to you and he says, what's this whole Shabbat business? Don't you feel like you're in jail? It's such a burden. What do you answer him? You obviously have no clue what Shabbat is. It's not a burden. Without it, we're goners. It's the biggest oneg. So, and it's so easy to look at Shabbat that way because we're exposed to it. We just have to use the same thing, just take that and copy and paste from Shabbat to all of the other mitzvot and all of the other facets of Avodat Hashem that we engage in, because that's exactly what it is. It's not a burden. It's exciting because we have a zechut to serve Melech Malchai Melachim in this manner, because that's how he commanded us. So Rabotai, this is what it is. And even the Kohen Gadol has to be careful about this. Kal v'chomer, ben benoshon kal v'chomer, anashim pshutim kamonu, simple people like us. I thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom v'orach, tizkur shalom v'rabot. Take it easy. We'll see you next week. Bezat Hashem.
Kol tov.